Chapter 4. Maleficent's tenement apartment sat directly above Bargain Castle. It was dark, dusty, and dirty, just to Maleficent's liking. The colored window panes were mismatched and blocked out the sun. Lights in green crystals swayed from the high ceiling. The whole foul place smelled of sulfur. Maleficent, filing her nails, was seated in her tall green throne chair with her feet propped up. Mal and her three friends, and their three parents, sat around the apartment, waiting for Maleficent to explain why she had summoned all of them. The villains had seen better days. Cruella, with her wild black and white hair, wore a ratty, nearly bald black and white dog fur coat, which sported a bejeweled stuffed toy Dalmatian head next to her neck. She stroked it lovingly, as if it were alive. Jafar, with his trademark mustache and goatee, was rocking a potbelly, a comb-over, and puffy Sansibelt pants. Evil Queen, a former beauty, pulled at her cosmetically altered face and stared into a mirror. Mal, Evie, Jay, and Carlos feared their parents nonetheless. "You will go," Maleficent commanded the teens. "You will find the fairy godmother, and you will bring me back her magic wand." She blew on her nails. "Easy peasy." "What's in it for us?" asked Mal. "Matching thrones," said Maleficent. "Hers and hers crowns." Carlos gestured to his friends.
I think she meant us.
Ignoring him, Maleficent tossed her nail file over her shoulder, stood, and beckoned Mal to her. "It's all about you and me, baby," she said, leaning in close to Mal. "Do you enjoy watching innocent people suffer?"
"Well, yeah. I mean, who doesn't?" said Mal.
"Well, then..."